Every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, The Key.
You got the keys, Luke?
Sure.
Here. Your old man know you're using the car tonight?
No, Rafe. He's in the next door watching the TV.
Come on, then. Let's go.
Where are we meeting the rest of the gang?
That line straight near the quarry.
Hey, take it easy, Rafe. You want Pop to hear?
Relax, son. We'll just back out of the drive nice and slow.
I sure hope Pop don't hear us, that's all. He said I wasn't to use the car unless I asked him first.
Yeah, my old man says that all the time. Hold tight, Luke. Here we go.
Just as well I left the gate open, we'd have taken it with us.
You want to play chicken, Luke? You got to learn to drive real smooth. Don't know why you're worrying anyhow. Well, your pup watches TV, wouldn't hear a thing even if the house fell on him.
He sure does go for those thriller stories. He watches them all the time.
Ain't he kind of old to drive a souped-up buggy like this?
The way Pop drives, this buggy's strictly a slow old oil burner.
Well, let's see what she can do, Luke. Hey, Luke, she's sweet. Let's not wait till we meet up with the boys, huh? First car we see...
There's one coming now, right?
Okay, hold tight. First time you play chickens are worse. After that...
He's dipping his lights.
Like watching a man haul down his flag. Here we go. Look at him, Luke. Just a pair of headlights and he's scared stiff. Now let's pull right over and...
Look at the hitting range.
He'll back down. He's ticking. Luke, he's ticking. We hit him, Luke. Let's get out of here fast.
His car's turned over, Rafe. We hit him. Oh, for Pop's sake. Rafe,
you wanted to join the gang, Luke. Now you're in, son. You're in.
You're up. Here, quick, Hank. Give me a hand to get him out of there.
Come on, pal. Get this door open and we...
My wife, officer, she's... Boys in the back, too, I think.
Yeah, lift him out gently, Hank.
Yeah, okay, I got him.
Okay. Here we are. Yeah. Just as well he's out to it, Hank. To see his wife.
Yeah.
Guess we'd better get them out. Looks like another guy in too much of a hurry to get home.
Say, you figure there's any hope for the other two?
Let's wait for the ambulance.
Yeah.
If the doctor can help those two, I'll give you a month's pay.
Oh, over here, doctor. Two of them. One and boy.
Where?
Oh, yeah. Still in the car, huh?
Figured you want to look at them before we tried to move them. No chance of fire, sir.
He all right?
Fainted, I guess.
All right, we'll look at him afterwards, sir. Yeah. I can see why you didn't move him.
Hey, Lefty! Two stretchers, fast.
Coming up, Doc.
Doesn't look good, Doc, does it?
Good. I'll go to the hospital, officer, but from there, they'll go straight to the morgue. You to manage okay?
Sure, Doc. Come on, Mike. Let's get this over and head back to that poker game.
Three, nine, five, seven.
She's coming out of her car.
Wife, Helen. Is she...
She's all right. Don't worry.
And the boy, Harold, he...
Just take it easy, pal. Okay.
here well enough to talk.
Sure.
How did it happen?
He's pretty badly shocked, fellas. Better leave that till later.
No, it's number play. It was chicken. That's what it was, you know. Why the chicken cross the road? Why that chicken? He had to get to the other side. But, hey, you sure my wife's... Now, doctor, don't lie to me. Don't tell me...
Someone was playing chicken, is that it?
Well, my wife, she...
Roll up his sleeve, officer.
Listen, Doc, if he can't talk, let him. Could be we'll catch the driver. Could be we'll...
He's in no condition to talk. With what he's got to face, it's better he doesn't.
Hey, Doc, you know who this is? Just had a look at his license found in the glove box. It's Pete Morgan, the racing driver. You know, Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, yeah, crash. That last bet, I had the race won in that last betting.
Okay, officer. Roll his shirt down. He'll be all right now.
You going to be the one to tell him, Doc?
Yeah, I guess so. When he wakes up. That's how you get to be real successful in the medical profession, officer. Telling guys like Pete Morgan what's happened to their wife and kid.
Better you than me, Doc.
Chicken. That's what he said. Telling him is one road I sure don't want to cross.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Morgan. Spot of trouble with the driver trying to bribe the cop who booked him.
Yeah, I'm in no hurry, Lieutenant.
No? I guess my saying I'm sorry about your... I don't suppose it helps much.
Yeah.
I asked you to come down to the station house, Morgan, for one reason. I've been all through this statement of yours. I figured you might want to add to it.
Such as?
Well, the traffic cop who found you claimed you was muttering something about chicken when they pulled you out on a number plate.
So?
So this statement of yours doesn't mention that at all. Now, I know it's going back over something you'd rather forget. But if you can help us in any way...
I'm sorry, Lieutenant. I was just delirious at the time. I guess I didn't know what I was saying.
Yeah, all right. Supposing you tell me just what happened once again.
Car skidded, that's all.
And you expect me to believe that a racing driver of your experience couldn't control that?
That's right.
And there was no question of another car being involved.
That's right, Lieutenant.
If there had been, Morgan, you're giving the driver the chance to play chicken again by covering up for him.
Well, let it go, Lieutenant. You figure I'd cover up for the guy who killed my wife and boy?
No, but I can't see...
Supposing there had been a fella coming at me. Well, you say some kid in a hot rod and I'd been able to get his plate number. Well, what would happen to him?
Oh, well, we'd pull him in, he'd go off on a traffic homicide charge.
And then?
A jail sentence, a stiff one, or reform school.
Oh, that's the theory, but not always the practice, Lieutenant Dodge.
Listen, Morgan, the law
can be twisted, Lieutenant. It can be beaten.
If this is just a theory, you're... Sure worked up about it.
Listen, Lieutenant, a man who earns his living the way I do, driving fast cars and taking risks on the track, always gets wound up about a thing like this game of chicken. And why not? The practice ought to be wiped out, but because teenagers are the main participants, they get warnings and fines.
What would you do?
Me? Well, that's a good question, Lieutenant. What would I do? I'd give it some thought. Let you know when I've got the answer.
Do that. Do you want this statement of yours to stand?
Yeah. Anything else, Lieutenant?
No. Thanks for stopping by.
I'll be seeing you, Lieutenant.
Oh, Morgan.
Yeah?
On the left-hand door of your car, there was a long dent right along. A smear of light blue paint. It couldn't have happened in the accident as you describe it.
No?
How did it happen?
Well, I can't remember, Lieutenant. Light blue paint.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, Morgan. Oh, that you, Callahan? Yeah, he's leaving now.
Now keep tailing him, will you? Okay. Yeah, I want to know every place he goes. What's that? Of course I'm sure of it. And for some reason of his own, Pete Morgan is covering up for the driver. That's why I want you to keep following him. He just might try to handle this himself.
Rafe. Rafe, listen. I gotta tell my pop about this. It's a whole month now. It gets worse. I keep thinking about that woman.
You know, when I get through with this hunk of wood, Luke, it's gonna look real pretty. You see what it's gonna be?
No, you're not even listening to me.
Sure, I'm listening, yeah. How many times have I got to tell you, Luke, we're in the clear? Didn't I get the dent in the car fixed for you? If there'd been anything to tie us in with what happened, the police would have been round here to your house fast. Yeah, the way I see it, we weren't to blame anyway. It's, Pete Morgan's a racing driver. You should have pulled over quicker. So. There you are. It's finished. You want it, Luke?
Yeah. A racing car?
Yeah, that's right. Just like the one Pete Morgan drives. Go on, you keep it by you, Luke.
Why?
Well, so that whenever you feel like talking about what happened that night, you won't. Not if you've got me something.
Kareem, Rick, maybe there's the police now.
Well, probably your parents back from town.
They're not due till late.
Go and answer.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
What do you want, mister?
You mind if I come in, son?
My pop isn't home, mister. He's
no, well, I'll just come in and wait.
What? Mister, I don't think my pop would like you barging in this way.
Oh, but isn't the famous Pete Morgan?
What?
I've seen your picture in the papers lots of times, Mr. Morgan.
What do you want to see my pop about, Mr. Morgan?
The plate number on his car, son. You tell me if I'm wrong, but isn't it OOT957? Is that right? OOT 957?
I don't remember.
Why do you want to know, Mr. Morgan?
You live here, too?
Me? No, I'm Rafe Corbett. Me and Luke were just thinking about going down to take a look at the ball game.
Yeah, that's right. So, if you could come back later, maybe.
Where's your pop's car, Luke?
He's out in it right now.
It isn't any of my business, Mr. Morgan, but, why are you asking all these questions?
Is it a light blue sedan, Luke?
Yeah.
You don't have to answer him, Luke. Come on, let's go see that ball game.
You carved this, Luke?
Me?
I carved it, mister. Why?
Well, it's pretty good. Seems funny, though, you're carving a model of the car I drive.
Does it?
Maybe you can remember that number plate.
I can't even remember my dad's, let alone Luke's.
Why do you want to know the number, Mr. Morgan?
You ever drive your pop's car, Luke?
Sometimes.
You like driving?
Sure, I do.
Listen, Mr. Morgan, we ain't...
You drive it at night, too?
Why not? Is there a law against it?
No. None that I know of. Were you driving that car at night a month ago on the 23rd of July? That's a month ago exactly, Luke.
You better get out of here, Mr. Morgan. You haven't got any right to be here.
I'll come down and watch the ball game with you. Until your pop gets home, Luke.
Why do you want to see him?
Don't you know?
You haven't got a thing on us, mister. Not a thing.
You were in that car as well, Corbett. Is that it?
Now, listen, you...
Don't you pull a knife on me, Corbett, or I'll break your arm!
Yeah. Drop it!
Now, sit down and be quiet. All right. Which one of you was driving?
It was my fault, Mr. Morgan. I wanted to join the gang.
Whose gang?
Shut up, Luke. Shut up. Rafe, I said shut up.
You're quite a boy, aren't you, Corbin?
You can't prove a thing.
I saw the number plate of the car that forced me off the road, Corbett.
Why have you waited all this time?
Who was driving, Luke?
If you tell him, Luke...
No need to. I know.
All right, so it was me. What are you going to do about it? Hand me over to the police?
I could.
I'm glad you know, Mr. Morgan. I've been wanting to tell someone to talk about it. We didn't mean
to. Didn't mean to? Is that all you've got to say? I don't want to hear you talk about it, Luke. You're not going to ease your conscience by telling me how you felt all this time.
But it's the only time I ever played chicken. I haven't ever been in the car since. Every time I look in my... I can see...
My wife was 28 years old, Luke. Her name was Helen. Maybe you saw that in the paper. My son was too. Harold. For his age, he was husky as a football player. He just started to talk, but most of the time he still used his own language, which he understood mighty well.
If I could take back that one night,
You saw me crash, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you didn't even bother to come back and see if you could help. You think your sniffling now helps?
Just what are you going to do, Morgan? Sit here and talk?
How old are you, Rafe?
17, if it's anything to you.
Luke?
16.
Lieutenant Dodds down at the station asked me what I'd do to a chicken player. I said then I didn't know. When I came through that door, I figured I had the answer. But I was wrong. I was going to use this.
A gun?
Yeah. I came here to kill whoever was driving that car.
Go ahead. I ain't chicken.
No. No, lying back in that chair, you're telling yourself you're a big man. Comic book hero. Tough guy.
Mr. Morgan, don't shoot. Nearly all the guys have played chicken at some time or other, and nothing happened to them.
You concentrated on killing yourselves. I wouldn't give a nickel.
I'd do anything, Mr. Morgan, anything. Hey, it wasn't my fault. It was Rafe and the gang. They all said I was yellow.
They were right, Luke. You are. You didn't have enough backbone to let the gang call you chicken. Now you want to try and forget the whole thing by unloading the memory of that night. Well, that's why I'm leaving you here, Luke. To wait for the police.
No.
They'll want to hear you talk. They'll want you to repeat it over and over. The whole story until it's set in your mind in a way nothing will ever shift. You weren't driving the car, Luke, so you'll have an easier time. In one way.
I wanted to go back, Mr. Morgan.
You didn't even have the nerve for that. That's why I'm leaving you here, Luke. To wait. I want you to be able to remember it all. I wanted to keep you awake nights. I want you to see the look in your father's face when they sentence you.
If you ain't going to use that gun, Morgan, why don't you put it away?
I'm not using it, Rafe. With you, I still haven't found the answer. Now, come on, get up! Maybe Lieutenant Dodds is right. The law can take care of you.
Figure Luke will still be there in his house when the cops come, Morgan?
If he runs, they'll find him.
You sure ain't taking any chances, are you? You know, if it wasn't for my hands being tied, I'd jump you, Morgan.
When Dodd sees you, he'll take that rope off and replace it with handcuffs.
One thing won't worry me none. The look on my old man's face when they sentence me. I guess he'll be too drunk to hear anyway.
Shut up,
You know something, Morgan? I got a big kick out of driving Luke's car that night, yeah. Big lift. Reform school, eh? Maybe jail.
Guess I might get 10 years. But I'll be out on parole before you can spit, Hogan.
If you want to get down to that precinct station in one piece, Corbett, just stop talking.
I ain't scared of you. No law against talking, is there? You know, maybe I'll stand up in court and say I'm sorry. It was all a mistake, and could be I'll cry a little. Poor, misunderstood teenager.
You're a murderer, Rafe, as surely as if you'd pulled a trigger.
But how are you going to prove that? All I need is a mouthpiece like they have in the
show. Shut up, Corbett, shut up!
Shut up. You know, they tell me reform school's pretty swell these days. It'll get me away from my old man, anyhow. Maybe I'll get to learn a trade, and then in a couple of years, I'll be out. But Morgan, that won't help you any. That won't... What are we stopping for?
Finish what you were going to say, Rafe.
You mean about not helping you any? Oh, sure, I'll be looking you up, Morgan. Might even call you a couple of times. But that won't bring back your wife and kid, will it?
Get out of the car, Rafe.
What, like this?
You don't need your hands untied to run. There's a sheer drop on one side of the road, Rafe, and steep bank on the other.
Listen, what do you...
You got the kind of brute stupidity that shouldn't be allowed to live, Rafe. Not even a reform school. What happened to my wife and son could happen again while you can think and feel and drive a car. I said get out! Ooh. Now start running, Rafe. Let's play my kind of chicken.
Go on! Start running! You won't see me break, Morgan? I ain't afraid of you!
No, Rafe. I wonder.
No. No, Morgan. No. No. No!
Lieutenant Dodd speaking.
It's Callahan, Lute.
What is it?
I lost Pete Morgan.
What? How?
I guess he'd gotten down that I was tailing him.
Listen, Callahan, if my hunch about Morgan is right, he's dangerous. Now pick up his trail. Shut that door, will you? Oh, it's all right, Callahan. He's here.
Who?
Pete Morgan. Goodbye.
Still want the door shut, Lieutenant?
Yeah.
Mind if I sit down?
Go ahead.
Thanks. Remember that question you asked me, Lieutenant, about what I'd do to a chicken player?
Yeah.
I found the answer.
A closing door finishes a story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery. Romance. Or adventure. All start when a door is unlocked by... the key.